Joe Biden to build K Street back better with lobbyists excited for blue wave. By John Binder on October 19, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is planning to build back the Washington, D.C. political class to business as usual as his advisors have started meeting with K Street lobbyists who are eager for President Trump to leave office. Last month, Biden's campaign revealed that they would allow lobbyists to join the former vice president's transition team should he win on November 3. Now, lobbyists are meeting with Biden advisors about potential jobs and relationships with the Biden White House. One lobbyist who spoke to CNBC, Bob Crow, said he is excited about a Biden win as he and others look to cash in on the policy initiatives Democrats have laid out. CNBC reports. In recent weeks, some lobbyists have started meeting with Biden advisors, including Rhett Buttle, the campaign's national business advisor, according to people familiar with the discussions. Emphasis added. These lobbyists have participated in Zoom meetings with questions on how a possible Biden administration plans to work with Congress on many of the campaign's policy proposals, such as tax and infrastructure reform, the people noted. The answers to these questions could give lobbyists insight into how their clients may see a benefit or a downturn in a Biden White House. Emphasis added. Though Biden's advisors have privately waved off lobbyists asking policy-related questions, they have encouraged them to help Biden through get-out-the-vote efforts and raising money for the Democratic National Committee, they added. It's notable Biden's advisors have not told lobbyists to give directly to the campaign, as the Democratic nominee has sworn off contributions from those in the influence industry. Emphasis added. Lobbyists on K Street have reportedly started telling their industry clients that they are anticipating a strong ally in the White House if Biden wins the presidential election. Lobbyists expect Biden to surround himself with former lobbyists, like his campaign chairman Steve Ricchetti, and those with close ties to lobbyists. Biden's campaign has major support from the political, economic, and ruling classes, those longing for the policies of the previous decades, wherein George W. Bush and Barack Obama sought globalist domestic and foreign policy agendas. For instance, Biden's campaign has raked in more than $50 million from Wall Street donors and, most recently, has been powered by a surge in donations from financial investors and venture capitalists, including the son of George Soros. A CNN analysis last month admitted that all the big banks are backing Biden against Trump as donations pour in from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley. Hundreds of staffers from the Bush administration are cutting campaign ads for Biden, attacking Trump in the process. Some of those pro-Biden ads are in collaboration with the failed Never Trump movement's Lincoln Project, which has used their PAC to line the pockets of its founders. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.